listening to Ranking Tracks, part of CKCC Radio. And now your host, Jeff Trelawitz.
And welcome back to episode number 103 of Ranking Tracks here on CKCC Radio. As always, my name is Jeff, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite modern bands. Now, I've always stated that I'm a classic rock guy through and through. But there are a couple bands out today that I absolutely love, really, four come to mind. And this is going to be the first of those four that I'm doing for a second time. And they're not, like, they're somewhat big here in America, but apparently not as much as I thought, because Wikipedia has absolutely nothing on the album I'm going to discuss. It doesn't even have its own Wikipedia page. So I'm not going to be able to talk about, where a song charted, because I don't really have that information this time around. Now, this band is heavily influenced by my all-time favorite band, and there's no doubt about it, to the point that I'm pretty sure the lead singer goes out of his way to look like Freddie Mercury, and if I had that ability, I would too. I'm referring to the band The Struts. Absolutely, from the first moment I heard The Struts, I loved the band, and with every album that's been released, I like them even more. So today, we're going to be talking about their third album, which was called Strange Days. And it has quite a few pretty big name guest stars on this album, so we'll be talking about that as well. So let's go ahead and get started. The album was released on October 16th, 2020. It is 43 minutes and 7 seconds with 10 tracks. There were three singles, I could at least tell you that much, and like I said, a bunch of guest stars that we'll talk about as well. So let's go ahead and get started talking about Strange Days. We're going to start with track number 5. For me, it's the 10th best song on the album, and the first with a guest star, that being Tom Morello from the band Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, I'm pleasure and I'm worth the pain. Just like thunder always follows rain. Peel you out in fire, smoke and wheels. I'll be your hero from the movie Reels. With my style that's instant classic, that looks fast and magic. Well, you want to chase and that's alright. I'm coming fully loaded and you're in my sights tonight. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm a wild child, born on a blood red moon. Baby, don't you cry. It's fine if I die too soon. Not afraid to admit, I'd only be scared if I never lived. I'm your wild child, born on a blood red moon. Next up, we're going to talk about track number 3 for me. It's number 9. Now, I often talk about the relatability of a song. And dudes like me cannot relate to this song. It's called Do You Love Me? You really like my limousine. I mean, that right there tells you everything you need to know about how I can relate to this song. You really like my limousine. You like the way the wheels roll. You like my 7-inch leather heels. Going to all the shows. But do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Really love me? You like the credit cards and private planes? Money can really take you far. You like the hotels and fancy clothes and the sound of Andy's guitar. But do you love me? Next, we're going to talk about track number 6. The song is called Cool. And speaking of things that I cannot relate to, cool. You fell into the room, flaunting your reflections to get at my spine with a friend of mine. You're craving my attention. I should have gone home, but I couldn't help myself. If you want to seem like a drama queen, I can just help you if you want to go there, so can I. Give you just a taste of what it's like. Baby, that's cool. Cool. I could play that game too. Baby, that's cool. Cool. I could play that game too. I can, baby, yeah. And a further example of why I cannot say the word baby. Next up is track number 10. For me, it's number 7. Am I talking to the champagne or am I talking to you? You could at least pretend that you still love me. I know I'm not as hot as you remember. I gave you my heart, and this is how you're treating me? Yeah. Now you're not even worth the tears I'm crying. You wear a face that I just don't remember. I gave you the world. And this is how you repay me? Yeah, with the same old bad behavior. Every time you've had a few, am I talking to the champagne or talking to you? Number 6 is track 9, Can't Sleep. She wears boots on the beach and lives upstairs. We no longer speak. Left her roses outside the door and a message nailed onto her wall. But it's useless, I know. She'll never bother to call. I can't sleep, can't sleep, can't sleep with someone else in this bed. Can't sleep, can't sleep, can't sleep. Yeah, I'd rather be dead. You heard what I said. I can't sleep. And the next song I'm going to talk about is going to be number 5. The song is called Another Hit of Showmanship. Another guest star on this album is Albert Hammond Jr. He's a member of The Strokes. And it took me a second when I read that on Wikipedia, going, but we're talking about The Strokes. No, that's The Struts. His father is also a very famous singer from the 70s. He taught me that it never seems to rain in Southern California. Yeah. This was the first single, and it is track number 8. I don't feel human. I can't decide. Who's the man in the mirror, living each day blind? I'm feeling clueless, don't know what's right. Mama didn't raise no sinner. I'm not acting kind. I'm sick and faded. But I'm all right. So bored and jaded, cross-eyed. All I need is a hit. All I need is another little bit. All I need is another hit of showmanship. And I will be all right. It gets me and the night never ends, but it's getting harder to mend. All I need is another hit. All I need is another little bit. I'll be all right. Next up is going to be track number 2. For me, it's number 4. All dressed up with nowhere to go. You look like a movie star on Sunday morning. In my dreams, I see you shining so bright. I hear you calling. Yeah, I want to take you out on Friday evening, but in this lockdown, babe, I cannot go out. My heart is bleeding. Want you to myself. Babe, I need some help. Tension's gonna make me explode. Oh, headlights glowing like the sun. All revved up with nowhere to go. Uh-oh, silver and cream and gold. All dressed up with nowhere to go. Because I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go. Woo! Next song I'm going to talk about is going to be number 7. Track 7, at least. Number 3 for me is called Burn It Down. I'm not even 6 feet, but I'm the man you won't forget. I'm the one and only virus that you'll love when you get. Open up the front door, bonjour. I'm your getaway car, I could tell you my sign, but I'm already a star. Now before we begin a single thing we may or may not do, can I remind you? When I laugh, I'll bring the house down. Or I could burn it down for you. Yeah, well, it's never too soon to spoon. Yeah, so come on, baby, try a little taste. I'll cool you right down, baby, if I'm just too hot for your face. I'll be your top hat dotty cat. Too dirty to clean. I've got a head full of snow. You never know. You know I'm never gonna sleep. Next up is, and again, I've talked about this several times. I could have gone either way with 1 and 2. I love both songs. And one day, 2 could have been 1, and 1 could have been 2, or vice versa. But instead, we're going to talk about the third single, track 4. The song is called I Hate How Much I Want You. And it guest stars not one, but 2 members of one of my other favorite bands of all time, Def Leppard. Phil Collin, not to be confused with Phil Collins, is the guitarist, and Joe Elliott, as he calls himself, King of the Leopards, he's the lead singer. I'm not asking where you've been, how and when did it begin, but are you telling him the things that you told me? Now you're with him, never been the jealous type, but even I can't deny. I hope he sees me in your eyes that you're giving. When you're with him, now you're with him. Oh, I don't even want to, but I hate, yeah, I hate. I hate how much I want you. And I hate how much I want you. I don't want to, but I want you now. And the next song, like I said, could have been 2, could have been 1, but this is the perfect song for everything that I think a lot of us are going through. This album was recorded, as they put at the beginning of I Hate How Much I Want You, was recorded over 10 days during the peak of COVID shutdown, COVID lockdown. And this song, to me, epitomizes everything that we're going through. I think we're still going through to this day, and it just, it's a happy tune that, yeah, you're going to smile when you hear it. And so I do ask you, after you've listened to this podcast, I want you to go ahead and find the song Strange Days. Play it. And I think you'll understand. Now, it's not just the Struts on this one as well. It features Robbie Williams, British singer, formerly of Take That, and also a solo artist himself. Pretty well known, as a matter of fact. It is the second single, and it's the first song on the album. When you stumble and fall, get yourself off the ground. Play your favorite song and sing it out loud. Take a deep breath, and in time you'll begin to smile. Listen to the wind is the sweetest of sounds, smiling at the stranger on the underground. Every little thing you do goes a long, long way. But we don't talk about it, but isn't it good to be down here alive? Something money could never buy. It's worth more than a million roses. Oh, these are strange days, in many strange ways. Science fiction, I believe, has become reality. Oh, these are strange times, lost in our minds. We don't know, it's unclear, where we'll be this time next year. Oh, 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 strange days. Strange days. I mean, like I said, it definitely is a relatable song on many levels. And it just wants you to, you know, I think the point of the song is that, yeah, things are messed up right now, but it could definitely be worse. And enjoy the time that we have, because you don't know where we'll be this time next year. Or the year after that. Hell, we don't know where we'll be in 3 weeks. Things could always just be different. And yeah, definitely were strange days. So, for that reason and that reason alone, that is why I picked Strange Days as my favorite song off, well, Strange Days. Thank you for listening to this episode of Ranking Tracks here on CKCC Radio. My name is Jeff. And just go ahead, go listen to that song and try not to smile, because I can almost guarantee you that you will. Have a good one, everybody.